Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show. We proudly bring you this October the 8th edition 2022 of Saturday Magazine. I'm Macca, and my co-host this morning is Nevena Sporoska from the Victorian Pride Lobby. Paul is on panel, James on program support on the front desk, and this studio is full. We've got our producers, David and Joel, here, our podcaster, James. We've got Nevena, we've got Paul, we've got our news maestro, Dave. I don't know how we're going to fit the guests in. They're going to have to, they're going to have to sit somewhere. Anyway, it's 11 degrees, heading for a top of 15. Good morning, Nevena.
Good morning, Macca. I think the only thing we're missing at the moment is the kitchen sink.
Yes. Well, you know, we could probably go and get one.
I'm not sure whether it would be fitting in, but I was just saying as I was driving in, I think the weather is always extra nice when I'm in here. So
it
can quote what you'd want from that.
You bring it from the other side of Bell Street. But are you which side of the tofu fence are you on?
I'm on the other side of the quinoa curtain.
Okay. So it is a lovely day. It's only going to be 15. Now, it is a relief to be back in this sort of climate. I had a couple of weeks in Singapore where every day, you know, it's like 28, 30 degrees.
Oh, you poor thing.
Huge humidity. And, you know, I listened to the show from there, and it's really interesting, you know, when you're sitting in a hotel room or on a balcony and listening to the show, it's great. But I've got to say, I had a fantastic time. Singapore is a very well-ordered society.
And a delicious one, I might add.
And a delicious one. The tucker is unbelievable. I stayed at a hotel called Voco Hotel.
Whereabouts was that, Macca?
On Orchard Road. And it actually, I think, it's a pretty old, it used to be a Hilton. But it's a, they describe it, you know, as a funky hotel, and it actually is. It's really interesting. The staff, look, everyone in Singapore actually knows what customer service is, but the staff there were just awesome. The room was great, such a great location, and it's interestingly located opposite a building called Orchard Towers, which had this really interesting Thai restaurant, and I'll come back to the food in the hotel in a minute, this Thai restaurant in it, but Orchard Towers is known as Four Floors of Whores.
I didn't know they named something after me.
Yeah, because basically it has a lot of massage services there, and I actually didn't know that there is an area of Singapore that has legalised prostitution, which is surprising considering everything else is illegal. And anyway, this Thai restaurant was fantastic, but the food in the hotel, great value and so yummy. I was there for 10 days and I put on 1.5 kilos, but it was just a great view, a great hotel, a great place, all the shops, an awesome, awesome time, but I couldn't live in that humidity.
Macca, were you there for business, pleasurable business?
Both.
Okay.
Both. So, did a little bit of work. Just getting up in the morning and not, you know, having something, you know, you needed to do, but that was later in the day. So, you know, have a nice breakfast. And, you know, you're not allowed really to smoke in Singapore, pretty much. The whole of Orchard Road, you're not allowed to smoke. And yes, I'm a smoker. It's very bad. They have these little huts, little tents. Where you can.
Are they outdoors as well?
Outdoors,
so
yeah.
So one big Bourke Street, that's what you're telling us.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, you go into these little huts and you can have a cigarette. Unlike everywhere else in the world, pretty much where they have these other than Japan, they're actually really clean. So, yeah, that's Singapore ringing in. And the other thing is you can't cross the road other than at these crossings. And even if you tried to, there are fences Like, you know, if you manage to actually find a gap in the fence on the other side of the road, there's a fence. So you can't even get through the bushes. They have a public transport system, you know, buses and subway and stuff, which is unbelievably
efficient. Why can't we? As well?
And the cleanliness. I loved it. Come on, Paul, what did you want to say?
No, I say no chewing gum there, Macca.
No chewing gum.
Do not bring your chewing gum. Absolutely not.
The very first time I went to Singapore, which was a long time ago, it was actually official policy, and there were posters in the shops that if your hair was below your collar line, your collar, you would be served last.
That's shocking.
Yes. Now, of course, Singapore has just recently decriminalised gay sex. Mm-hmm. Lesbian sex apparently doesn't exist.
No, I've never heard of it.
But gay sex. And, of course, they're going to legislate to entrench heteronormative marriage, which, of course, you know, they're doing that, you know, to say, oh, look, you know, we'll let them have sex, but they can't get married. But, you know, I made a bet with some people there, some business people and some Singapore politicians, that within 5 years you will have marriage equality. Because you know why? You're competing against Taiwan.
All the
people coming from Hong Kong, they're currently choosing Singapore. Anyway.
Navina, what have you been up to this week?
I have had a very busy week. We have been organising a fair bit with the Victorian Pride Lobby. We've got some events coming up that I'd like to plug, Macca.
So this is LGBTQIA candidates.
Yes.
Because you had this huge success during the local government elections.
That's right.
How many? 132 or something?
We had 132 candidates run from our community. Good one, Macca. And we had a record number of people actually get elected.
Yep.
So this time around, our It Takes More campaign is not only creating the first of its kind data set to identify where members of our community are running across the state, but also identifying our allies. And it's important for us to have this data because contentious policy and contentious legislation will never go away.
It won't.
So we're going to be running events for candidates themselves, so preparing them for the trail, what psychological safety looks like and why visibility is so important in the political arena. And we'll get back to that later, Macca.
Because, you know, there's a little event happening in Kew this afternoon. So the two, and I use the term teal independence, I'm not going to, you know, say they necessarily, I'm not sure, I don't know them, right? But there's an event, the Hawthorne and Kew candidates, the independents, are running an event at the Post Office Hotel, I think, which is in High Street, I think 3 o'clock or something. And they're asking LGBTQI community members to come along and tell them what their concerns are, you know, what they'd like to see in a local member. And, you know, and how refreshing is that, you know, what the Pride Lobby is doing is so important. And then you have independent candidates, you know, that are asking our community what's important to them. And I think that's so refreshing, you know, when you look at some of the other stuff that's been going on. So I don't know.
I'm really excited to see that because it says to me that they're not only willing to engage with our communities, but they're also willing to listen on a policy level about what's important in those two communities especially. I don't want to plug this event for any particular reason, but if you are from our community, you do get a free drink if you are going to attend.
The first drink.
Is free.
The first drink, Macca. And it could be a soft drink.
Absolutely.
And, of course, one of those seats, the seat of Kew, currently held by Tim Smith. I found it really interesting. He was claiming a car allowance when he doesn't have a license and can't drive. What's going on there?
I think that's part of the electoral office budget, so we might have to look into that one a little bit later. But the seat of Hawthorne is also going to be incredibly interesting.
It is, because John Pesutto, who famously lost his seat on air
live
during the ABC broadcast, John Kennedy, who's the Labor member that won the seat from him. John is trying to win it back. So it's a bit of a, and I, you know, there'll be a Greens candidate, there'll be other independents. So it's a battle between an independent, Labor, and Liberal in that seat. And it'll be really interesting. Now, who's on the show today? Well, hopefully in a minute we're going to speak with Tanya Plibersek. Then, and we're going to talk about the anniversary of Julie Gillard's misogyny speech, and also environment. She's environment minister. Misha Ketchell from The Conversation, the editor of The Conversation, will join us. We might even let him talk about what he wants for change. Then after 11, my op-ed, and a little bit of a warning to people, if you want. I might be talking about Andrew Thorburn. You never know. Then Michael Williams is the Australian Labor Party candidate for the seat of Brunswick, which is currently held by the Greens.
Dr. Tim Reid currently holds that seat after Labor has had it since its inception in the 1900s.
I remember when the member for that seat was Tom Roper, otherwise known as Snappy Tom. Anyway, you are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9 with Macca and Nevena.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.